San Francisco has filed the nation's first government lawsuit against major ultra-processed food makers, including Coca-Cola and Nestle. The city claims these companies knew their products were harming public health, but continue to market them to consumers. NTD's Christina Corona has more on the story.
San Francisco has filed a lawsuit against 10 major makers of ultra-processed foods, including Kraft Heinz, Coca-Cola, Nestle, and General Mills. City Attorney David Chu says these products are addictive and harmful and claims the companies knowingly marketed them despite health risks.
We're talking about food that is not food, that is not found in nature, created by combining artificial chemicals with industrialized processes.
Chu says consumption of these products has created a major public health crisis with skyrocketing healthcare costs.
The industry has created thousands of new chemicals, which the body metabolizes and craves differently. And they are designed to be addictive.
He said studies link ultra-processed foods to chronic illnesses, including type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, heart disease, and depression, and added the impact on children has been alarming. He stated that starting in the 1960s, Big Tobacco purchased major food companies, bringing over technology, marketing strategies, and addiction science.
They use Big Tobacco tactics to research, design, and sell addictive products. They used addiction science and marketing techniques that followed the Big Tobacco playbook of creating the illusion and erosion of consumer choice.
He stated these companies targeted children using cartoon mascots from Tony the Tiger and Fred Flintstone to Paw Patrol.
These companies know their products are harming people, but they continue to design, market, and profit off them, particularly at the expense of our kids.